sing till earth and heaven ring.
The Springfield celebration of the life and legacy of the civil rights leader drew a large multiracial, cross-generational crowd that packed a downtown music hall. The program featured over 2 hours of music, speeches, a theatrical presentation urging an end to youth violence, and a reading of King's famous I Have a Dream speech. Ron Johnson, the interim executive director of Martin Luther King Jr. Family Services, one of the three nonprofits that collaborated to put on the event, said having it coincide with President Obama's second inauguration was poetic.
We think about so much of what Dr. King really stood for, and to know that we now have a person of color leading this country was something that was a part of his dream.
Performers included dancers from a children's ensemble and the Freedom Choir, which was founded during the civil rights turmoil of the 1960s. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno called the inauguration of President Obama for a second term a tremendous day, and he said today was about young people and the urgency to keep them safe.
What drives me crazy, obviously, is our young people, no matter what creed, color, or background, taking each other's lives on the streets, and that drives me crazy.
State Representative Benjamin Swan of Springfield told the audience that until he met Dr. King, he was not always a believer in nonviolence. Swan was the Western Massachusetts organizer for the Civil Rights March on Washington that took place 50 years ago this summer.
The importance of the civil rights movement in this country affected the whole world. There were people in, we collaborated with people in North Ireland. We collaborated with people in South Africa. We collaborated with people in Poland. But it affected a number of people throughout the world in terms of how they could solve problems without violence.
Calvin Bridges of Springfield came to the King Day observance with his wife and their son and daughter.
We're just kind of thankful to be able to enjoy the day, and there is a lot going on, and we're trying to partake and get in as much as we can and enjoy the inauguration celebration as well as the Martin Luther King holiday.
Lisa Bridges said she is as excited now as she was 4 years ago on Inauguration Day.
Yes, because I really feel that he's got a lot to prove, and I think he'll do it. I hope that the Congress will be more on his side and willing to negotiate and help it better for everybody.
Caroline McDonald of Springfield said it was a very happy day for her personally.
To see Barack Obama taking the oath of office the second time, which says something about the fact of his qualifications. People doubted him, but he's here and he's real. To do that on Martin Luther King's birthday and to have my grandson performing in this act, in this program all together, it makes me a very happy person.
The King Day celebration in Springfield was a collaboration of the Martin Luther King Jr. Family Services, Dream Studios, and the Community Music School of Springfield. The event was held at the Robin Newhouse Hall. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.